What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Angela Knight is Why All Good Men Must Go MGTOW. So I'm out in the Walmart parking lot getting my car serviced every 7,000 miles. I rotate the tires and I get an oil change. As you guys know, I have a old school Mercedes-Benz C320. 2003, has about 177,000 miles on it by now, so gotta take good care of it every now and then. So the Walmart sent me a text message saying that the car, they started working on it about half an hour ago. They're saying it's probably gonna take like 2 hours, you know, because there's a lot of people who want to get their cars obviously serviced. So for the next 2 hours, guys, I'm just walking around the Walmart parking lot, in and out of Walmart, you know, checking out local stores around here, pretty much wasting time. So I decided to might as well do a video for you because I'm so busy with what I'm doing. As you guys know by now, I'm doing a web hosting company. It's called Mitwali Web Services. We actually got our first client a couple of days ago. He's a viewer of mine here on MGTOW TV. I actually met him in person here in Florida when he came to Florida, and I go to his place all the time in California. He owns a very, very nice restaurant in Moreno Valley. I'll be making a video about that one later on when we get his website up and running. So pretty much Mitwali Web Services is basically hosting your website, and on top of that, we're also going to be helping you develop a website, because a lot of people out there, they have no idea what they're doing, or they just don't have time to waste time on the internet. So for those of you guys out there who are like, yo, Amr, here's like $10 a month, host a website for us, help me find a WordPress or a PHP script that can do what I want it to do. And that's all you guys are looking for. So that's what Mitwali Web Services are going to be all about. And that's why I'm not that active anymore, because, you know, working on the new business. Anyway, going back to the point of this video, Angela Knight is the reason good men must go MGTOW, okay? You must walk away. So there's a girl out there by Angela Knight. I may or may not put her photo in the thumbnail. She's a totally, totally unremarkable content creator. However, because she's young, she's moderately attractive. I think she's like mixed. So she's kind of exotic. Wait for the truck to go away. All right, he's gone. So Angela Knight, young girl, moderately attractive, kind of exotic. I think she's like Filipina and black or some dumb shit like that. Her content is utterly, utterly unremarkable, which is not really a big deal because, you know, she's a woman, guys. You guys need to understand, from a biblical perspective, women are supposed to suck your dick and make you a sandwich. And if they're really talented, they'll do both at the same time. So I'm not going to hold the fact that Angela Knight's channel is unremarkable against her. In fact, this channel is not a dig against Angela Knight at all, even though she's a reason why you guys must go MGTOW. See, the problem here is all the simps out there who take this utterly, utterly unremarkable girl and elevate her to godlike status. Now, how Angela Knight got her channel start is that Fresh and Fit, they brought her on. So all of a sudden, you know, this girl who only got like maybe a couple of subs, now she has like 20,000-30,000 subs because she went on Fresh and Fit. Fucking Rolo Tomasi wanted to fly her out to Las Vegas to do a podcast with him. So all of a sudden, you guys out there need to understand, man. Think about it from a girl's perspective. I'm a girl. I'm unremarkable. I'm only 20-some years old. I got nothing going for me other than, you know, I'm moderately attractive and I'm young, which is, hey, every girl is pretty much like that when she's fucking 21, okay? So, this girl, she goes from absolute obscurity to Fresh and Fit, 30,000 subs. Rolo Tomas, you know, the godfather of the red pill, is actually chasing after her, wanting to fly her out to Nevada to do a live stream with him. So now this girl has a major, major inflated ego. And again, it's not her problem, okay, guys? The problem is with simps and beta males and soy boys who believe that by putting women on a pedestal and, you know, flying them out, inviting them to their shows, that these girls are gonna give them some pussy. Not only is Angela Knight anti-Rolo Tomasi and she talks shit about Fresh and Fit, she doesn't respect them. And she doesn't respect them because, here's the thing, they're not attractive enough to sleep with her. See, every guy out there who watches Angela Knight, every guy out there who subscribes to Angela Knight, they want to stick their dick in her pussy. And look, that's biologically okay. Again, Angela Knight, she's young, she's moderately attractive. She's not my type because she's like half black, but young, moderately attractive woman. You're a heterosexual male, as far as we know. Granted, you don't have standards. So yeah, it makes sense that you will want to stick your dick in Angela Knight's pussy. However, elevating her to godlike status for absolutely no reason at all, and quite frankly, no woman has the right to be elevated to anything more than a sandwich maker, like TFM says. So all of a sudden, this girl, not only does she not have any respect for you, she actually views herself better than Rolo Tomasi. She views herself better than Fresh and Fit, even though her content is utterly, utterly unremarkable, you know. I watched maybe like a couple of minutes of her videos, unremarkable. She did a couple of live streams with a bunch of beta males who want to stick their dick in her pussy. And she pretty much lets them run the show, and she just moderates them, you know, kind of like what women do by censoring. So, typical female behavior. And look, again, this video is not against Angela Knight. I have nothing against Angela Knight or any thought out there who acts like Angela Knight. I don't blame them. I blame Fresh and Fit, I blame Rolo Tomasi, I blame all the beta males, all the soy boys, all the cucks who empower women. And look, all women end up having an inflated sense of ego like Angela Knight. You don't have to get on Fresh and Fit to have an inflated sense of ego, okay? Let me give you an example. I'm looking at these nasal voids over here. It's been a year since I did the face maxing in Cancun. Might have to go there for a touch-up. Anyways, you know, when I was at the Beta Male Pub the other day, as you guys know, I go to the Beta Male Pub here in small town USA at night because it's the only place here open after 10 o'clock. I like the atmosphere. And I also like to look down on people who are blowing away all their potential by chasing after pussy. So anyways, I go to the Beta Male Pub. I work on MGTOW TV. You know, I sit back at the table. I tip them $5 for, you know, some fucking Diet Coke or some dumb shit like that. I don't care. I'm there for the ambience. So anyways, a couple of days ago, you know, end of the night, you know, 145, 150. So I wrap up and I walk out of the Beta Male Pub, you know, I walk to my car in the parking lot, and this young but chubby girl, you know, not my type, even though she was white, she was chubby. I don't do fat women, okay? So she's like, and she had one of her beta male orbiters with her, and she's like, "Hey, look at you, Mr. Apple dude," because I have an Apple computer, right? So I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a software developer." She's like, "Yeah, you are right. You are soft." And I simply shrugged. I simply laughed it off and just continued to my car as if this bitch didn't exist. Now, to a lot of you guys out there that might come off as being rude, as being mean, as being disrespectful, but see, this is what you guys need to understand. When women have all these beta males, all these soy boys, all these gay faggots out there who put them on a pedestal, yeah, again, she's gonna have an inflated sense of ego, you know? This girl, you know, I see this girl at the beta male pub all the time. She works at one of the local restaurants. So when one of the restaurants lets out, you know, she and her co-workers, they come to the beta male pub. And again, one of her co-workers, he looks like a faggot tranny. So, you know, she can beat him, whip him, talk shit to him, and, you know, abuse him all she wants. And he's gonna love it even more because he's a faggot tranny, you know. So when she comes across someone like me and she's like, yeah, you are soft, what she really wants is that she wants someone like me to, like, bitch, what the fuck you say, and knock her the fuck out. You guys out there need to understand something. As a cab driver, I've seen it with my own eyes. Women respect guys who beat the shit out of them. Let me say it one more time. Women respect guys who beat the shit out of them, while at the same time they despise the guys who simp for them. This is why Angela Knight has no respect for Rollo Tomasi or Fresh and Fit, okay? Because they simp for her, okay? I told you guys, when I was driving cab in LA so many times, one time I went to the police station in North Hollywood to pick up a woman. She was left for dead because her boyfriend beat the shit out of her. Not only would she not want to press charges, she actually wanted to go back to her boyfriend's place. I told you, I dropped off this Mexican dude up in North Hollywood when I was driving cab at this Mexican nightclub, this tall Mexican shed light, you know. He was going into the bar and his girl was like, pushing him, like physically pushing him, because I don't know, maybe she's mad that he's probably seeing another girl. You know, he's a fucking Mexican shed light. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. So he's walking in, you know, minding his own damn business, and this bitch is like pushing him, shoving him. The guy turns around and he slugs her. Guys, I was in a taxi, air condition on, windows up, 100 feet away. I heard the punch connect. This bitch flew back 15 motherfucking feet. Her feet went one direction, her face went in another direction. If he slugged Mike Tyson like that, he would have knocked Mike Tyson the fuck out. Guess what? A couple of seconds later, when this hoe came up, she chased after him, hugged him, and she went into the nightclub holding his hand. So what do I tell you guys? Women respect men who beat the shit out of them. Now, I'm not that type of guy, you know. I'm a big dude. This is why a lot of women like to try me, because they want me to go off on them. That's just not my character, okay? Look, I know a lot of guys who beat women, and they tell me, Amar, it's not good for the soul, man. Having to beat a woman up every day is not good for you. You know, I told you about one of my friends back in Egypt. You know, he's one of those Harley Davidson biker gang dudes in Egypt. Believe it or not, they have them over there in Egypt. Funniest, kindest guy you will ever meet. And he told me, Amar, there are women out there, if you don't beat the shit out of them at least twice a day, like when you leave the house in the morning, like beat the shit out of her, then when you come back at night, beat the shit out of her again. If you don't do that, she's not gonna respect you. And he's like, man, I just can't handle that, man. I need a boring, uninteresting woman, because I can't handle beating the shit out of a woman, even though they love it. So this is why I'm telling you guys, you know, in Islam, beating the shit out of a woman is the last strike, no pun intended, before you dump her ass, okay? Even the Jewish priest, Yossi Mizrachi. Who's that person? Are they honking at me? I don't think so. Oh, well, who cares? So even the Jewish priest, Yossi Mizrachi, says it's okay to lay hands on a woman once. If you have to do it twice, dump that hole, okay? So the reason why these women out there are so out of pocket, you know, it's because of, again, beta males, simps, orbiters, who put them on a pedestal and they're willing to take all their shit. And, you know, just to give you an example, just yesterday, okay? Yesterday, totally different girl. So, you know, it's end of the night, you know, I'm walking out of the bar. So I'm still in the bar. I'm just walking out of the bar. And this chubby but kind of cute blonde, you know, but she's chubby. She's like, hey, are you like a Samoan? I'm like, no. She's like, are you Puerto Rican? And I'm like, keep on guessing. So some other beta male fucking simp, he comes in and he's like, can't you see? He's a Greek god. Which kind of is true, actually, because I am part Greek. And the girl waves me away and she says, I've lost interest in you. And the simp starts, you know, dancing for her as a monkey. So I simply shrug my shoulders and I just move on, you know, like Red Pill Married here on MGTOW TV says, keep it moving. So again, to you guys, you know, this girl who stopped me and, you know, she's asking me questions and then she tells me, you know, I lost interest in you. You know, to you, that might sound rude and disrespectful, but again, you can't blame her. When you have a beta male simp who's willing to white knight for her, when you have a soy boy who's willing to literally be physically, emotionally abused by her, yeah, she's gonna have an inflated sense of ego. And one last thing before I close out this video, you guys have to understand. See, the Christians, they say pride comes before a fall. No, pride is actually something that you can take pride in. It's arrogance. You see, the Arabic word for arrogance is kibr. Kibr means gotten big, okay? An inflated ego, that's what's kibr. See, an inflated ego is what comes before a fall. It's not pride. Guys, it's totally okay to be proud of your lineage, to be proud of your work, to be proud of whatever you got going on for you. It's totally okay to be proud. It's an inflated ego. It's kibr. Again, the Arabic word kibr means inflated, okay? Gotten too big. So these women out there who have an inflated sense of ego, yeah, those are the ones who are gonna get it bad in the hereafter and in this world. This is why you get all these women who, when they're young, hot and tight, and all of a sudden, you know, they hit the wall and they're married to some beta male simp who makes that pussy drier than the Sahara Desert, like Coach Greg Adams says. Yeah, that's God's way of humiliating her in this world, okay? Because of that inflated sense of ego, okay? So, women get that inflated sense of ego when they are being simped too. Because again, at the end of the day, women are ain't shit. Even fucking, what's his name? Tupac Shakur said, bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks. That's what these women are. Women ain't shit, okay? But the problem here, Fresh and Fit, Rolo Tomasi, God knows who else in the manosphere who simped for Angela Knight, they are the ones who give a woman kibber. They are the ones who give her an inflated sense of ego. And now all of a sudden, good men like me and you, we literally have to go our own way from these women. And again, I don't blame Angela Knight. I don't blame the girl yesterday who waved me away saying, oh, I've lost interest in you now that this white knight is dancing for me. I don't blame the girl a couple of days ago in the parking lot who was like, yeah, you are soft because she has a faggot tranny co-worker simping for her, okay? I don't blame them. I blame the males. And I don't even know if I can call them males, to be honest with you. See, this is what you guys need to understand before I close out the video. Like TFM says, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is the Fresh and Fits, the Rolo Tomasis, you know, all the white knights, the simps. These are the guys who empower, encourage, and enable women to be the way they are because they're hoping to themselves that if I put her on a pedestal like Rollo Tomasi and Fresh and Fit does, if I simp for her like the faggot tranny from a couple of days ago or the dancing monkey from last night, their mentality is if I simp, I'm gonna get pussy. And these guys need to understand, this woman ain't gonna give you pussy. If anything, she hates you, she's turned off by you, she doesn't fucking respect you, okay? This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand. Women hate simps. Women are turned off by simps. You guys need to understand, like Sandman here on MGTOW TV said, women are nature's certain algorithm, okay? Imagine if a woman 5,000 years ago decided to fall in love with somebody like Coach Bitchpill, who's a weak, pathetic, faggot tranny. Humanity would have not survived. So a woman's job is to literally deny the simp, the beta male, access to reproduction, okay? This is why throughout human history, up until just a couple of hundreds of years ago, it was the alpha men who had all the women, you know? So now, because beta males can produce and actually succeed, now there's so many of them out there that guys like me, you guys can't compete, okay? You can't compete with the simp. Look, I can compete with Shad and Tyrone, okay? I don't have a problem with Shad, Tyrone, Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't have a problem with these guys. It's Fresh and Fit. It's Rollo Tomasi. It's faggot trannies. It's fucking dancing monkeys that I have a problem with. Because at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, you know, Shad and Tyrone, he's going to roll around 1:45 in the morning, blow your back out. 2:01, he's long gone, okay? Fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, he's going to play with you. And the minute you turn 23, he kicks you to the curb, okay? So guys like that, I do not have any problem with. It's the guys who keep on taking abuse from women. It's guys who elevate women on a pedestal that I have a problem with, okay? So this is why you guys need to understand. Something has to happen where beta males are exterminated. Look, I don't want any woman out there to die, especially if she's decent looking, okay? Fat, ugly, old woman, yeah, they can die. I don't care. You have no value, okay? But if you're young, you're hot, you're tight, I don't want you to die, you know? I want fucking faggot trannies to die and beta males and simps and white knights. You know, let them die. So until white knights, beta males, simps, faggot trannies are exterminated, guys, you and me, good men, we must go MGTOW. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll be uploading from the Walmart parking lot. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.